Yes, sir.
All right, how are we feeling?
Oh, man, you have no idea what just even happened. I fucking ended up passing out in the fucking chair. Then I wake up, they got my fucking legs in the air, fucking. Oh, God.
Yeah, like,
I was not expecting all that.
That's funny. Oh, man. Well, it's all done now? They got it. They got it taken care of?
Yeah.
Did they take the whole nail off?
Well, what they typically they do is take the side of it off, like ingrown, so it grows into the side of your, like, basically the side of your toe where more than it's supposed to. So he cuts it straight, and it won't ever grow back like that again. Well, I had it done. Well, I guess there was a little piece he missed or something.
And it grew back like
only
that
only on one side. The other one was good.
Mm. Jesus. And so this time, did they remove the whole nail, or they just went and just redid the same procedure?
Just got that little piece out. That's it.
Mm. Okay.
Nothing too crazy, thank God, but...
Yeah.
They told me, he said, like, they were making me eat candy. He's like, "Are you ate today?" And I said, "No." He goes, "That's why, right there." Mm-hmm. He said that if you don't eat and shit, it'll mess you up because your sugars aren't there.
Yeah. Definitely, you'll pass out. I've had that done before. I've actually removed my whole big toenail myself before. I used to play football growing up, and like a cleat, is just somebody stepped on it and it turned purple, and then it just kind of stayed like that until it got almost dead, and I put it in a bunch of soapy water and just let it soak for like an hour or so until my foot was all like wrinkled up, and then I just pulled it right off. It just kind of popped out. It wasn't very painful or anything, but I had to regrow the whole thing from scratch.
Yeah, one time I was skimboarding and I fell and the board hit this other guy's big toenail, and took it slap off. I'm talking about so fast you couldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't purple. It was good as new. And it just clean took it right off his toe.
God.
I can imagine the fire of pain he'd be in.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
I felt
you don't have to hop on any roofs today, right?
Oh, no, I don't, actually.
That's good.
Well, you know, the next day, last time I got it done, I was roofing the next day, so.
Yeah, that's awkward. Imagine you step on it, it hurts, you're not tied up.
It's numb as shit right now, I can't even feel it.
No, that's good. Maybe they give you some pain meds, too, that's always nice.
Okay. So, the Google Leads thing.
Yes.
So,
I sent you
question.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. Let's got out of that. I had a question of how does it get taken out of the bank every month? After the first month you sign up, do you only get paid charged per lead and not so much a month or whatever? I can pause it and stuff. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to start it up today, really what we would need to focus on is just going through the background screening. It kind of breaks it all down for you through the actual form or the actual information that I sent you there on your phone.
So before I do anything, I got to... Do you fill it out, or do I just put in for it? How do I got to do it? I got to fill out all this stuff?
Well, more than likely, Brittany's going to fill it out, if we're being real.
Yeah, well, Brittany's at work she's at work today, super hardcore.
It takes time. It's not all going to get done today. So what would happen today, really, would just be the $250 for the application fee, and I send that over to you guys, and then we go through it together. It usually takes about 2 weeks to get all the way through the background screening. It's not like the Google... Yeah, the local.
Okay, well, do you want me to pay the $250 now?
Yeah, so I already have the card on file, but I have to send you the application. I need you guys to get through that, and then we'll get everything up and running and already posted, John. We won't charge you a penny. You'll be able to see yourself in that Google Guarantee category. Where you'll get charged is once you accept the first lead. So we won't actually, like, charge you anything until you are already agreeing to go out and get in front of that homeowner. Okay. At that point, when you accept the first lead, they're going to take a full 13 lead budget. So it's going to be $1,000 that they'll take. Now you'll have a pending balance of the 12 leads remaining after that. And so it's not reoccurring each month. It rolls over. So if you only get on your boots on the ground.
So you're saying you get 13 for $1,000?
Exactly. I'm going to get you your boots on the ground in front of a homeowner that's saying they want their roof repaired, and you literally meeting with them to quote them 13 times, guaranteed, for that $1,000. And so you just got to.
If I get a lead from you guys, it's 100% I get to go meet the homeowner.
Yeah, like we don't charge you the lead fee unless you literally set an appointment, go out and meet with them. Because they're incentivized to go with you guys anyway, and they have to let us know if they want the Google guarantee. So like the homeowner gets a $2,000 insurance, and that's what incentivizes them to go with the Google guarantee guys. So we're going to know when you go out and meet with them and if they hire you, because they're going to be telling us they want that $2,000 insurance just in case too, you know? So we'll know exactly which ones are closing, you know what I mean, and which ones you're actually meeting with. We're not charging you unless you're actually, like, meeting with them. So you have to – we get on a three-way call with you on the line, with them on the line, and then we say, hey, we think this is a good fit for you, you know, and then you guys go ahead, you give them your pitch, you set up an appointment. If you guys set up that appointment and you go out to meet with them, once you have completed the appointment, they'll charge you the lead fee. So – you know, you're literally getting to give them a quote.
This is my question, though.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to take out $1,000 every time I run out of money? Is that how it works? Or does by lead?
Yeah, because it's by lead. So they'll take out $1,000 total. That gives you 13 leads total, right?
Correct. I get that. But I'm saying, let's just say next month comes around and I ran out of leads. They're not going to hit me for another $1,000, are they? Or are they going to hit me one at a time after that?
No. So they take out the $1,000. You have a 13 lead balance. Once the 13 leads are used, then we touch base with you. We have to get your consent and your permission to do the next 13 leads.
But it is $1,000. Listen, I'm down to try it. I'm not against it.
Yeah,
I've already fucking put money in Angie's lead. I actually got a job for Angie's lead for $32. I'm making like $8,500 on a job. Still, it isn't horrible.
Yeah,
but I'm willing to try it. If it gets me jobs, then I'll keep doing it. If it doesn't, then you know the rule.
Yeah, 100%. This is what my plan was from the beginning when we started working together a month ago, was I wanted to get you into Google Guarantee. This is the most advanced form of marketing to date. So, like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of jobs, nobody on the planet can. So what I'm telling you is for the $1,000, we're going to get you in front of 13 to maybe even 15, really. We try to maximize as much as we can out of it. But 13 to 15 appointments, boots on the ground in front of homeowners. You just got to sell these guys. Even if you're like a horrible closer and you're only getting like a third of those, you know what I mean? The average cost of a roof out here, you know, even a tiny one, like $5,000 to $10,000, some of them are go up to $25,000. You know what I mean? So it's like that $1,000 is going to be, you know, 10, 20 times over by the time that next bill rolls around. That you're not going to have a problem paying that next $1,000. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. By the next time it rolls around, I'll know whether I want to do it or not. And if I got one job, it's worth it, you know?
Yeah, and we're trying to get you guys that we know are going to close. So it's like not only are they calling in because they're calling us because they want a guy that's in the Google Guarantee program. They want to get that Google Guarantee. We're pre-screening them, matching them to you, and then calling you up, and then you're setting the appointment, going out and meeting with them. So it's like even if you're a horrible salesperson, you'll do well with this. They got guys that are like broken English out here getting Google Guarantee leads and closing them.
So got a question. So can you just hit my card for that? My girl's calling me. I was going to answer it.
Yeah. I'm going to send you the application right now and the receipt for the $250. And then I need to set an appointment for us to do a interview. This is a separate interview for Google Guarantee. So just let me know what's a good time for that.
I know my girl's off Wednesdays.
Wednesday.
That's what I do know.
Okay. I'll set it up for next Wednesday. I'm going to communicate with her later. I'm just going to send you the application right now, charge the $250, and then I'll call Brittany this afternoon and set up the appointment for Wednesday, the best time for her.
All righty. Thank you very much.
All right, John. Feel better, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.